You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
I just hope that the microphone wasn't on because these people will get me to trouble. I don't like you too. Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest, the first for the week. And today, we are going to look at the Betty, what's her name again?
Betta Adu.
Edu. Initially, I thought she was even from my state. I thought she was Edu. I was going to put a call through to the Edu family to find out if they know her. So we are going to look at that, what I would call disgraceful episode that shouldn't even have happened in the very first place. So in the same vein and the same anger, is Libros Oshoma, who is here. And whilst Libros will be... You know that my programs are discussions and not interviews. So while I'll be stoking the fire from a media perspective, Libros will be amaki, you know, ain't going to go for under, you know, just to make sure with legal perspectives. Good morning. You're welcome to the Daily Digest. Tomorrow, there'll be Dear Bumi. Let me quickly say this before you go. There'll be Dear Chinedu will be here. And on Thursday is a program you just must not miss. Now, I'm sure you remember the four soldiers who came some months ago, to report that since they retired, since they retired from the Civil War.
Yeah, I listened to that.
They've not been paid up till at least yesterday. I think they've been paid one poultry 1 month and they haven't been. So tomorrow they are coming back again, all four of them, to tell their story. And so it is something. Well, Jerry, it is something you want to. Yeah, even Coffee, you're lucky. You know, I didn't tell Sheriff, I didn't want him frightened. Yesterday morning, I was lying down and I saw blood trickling from my nose. I said, Ooh. Oh my God. I just said to myself,
what?
This is it. Ikuti day. Ikuti day. Then I just said to myself, I'm not, you know, the other problem I had was, you know, none of my children is here. But luckily, my first child, that is my mother's last child, because I was in university when he was born.
Yeah.
I quickly called that one and we went to, and they said, no, it's not. I was there for a while. And then my BP drugs were changed. So this March, what are we now? January. Yeah. I don't want any shipping until I go on my vacation in February. So everybody just... So you can sneeze all you like. Okay, let's get down to... Listen, our lines will be open, 0700-993-993-993 and the female voice, 0146571190. Now, the man in the driver's seat here is Abdul Sheriff.
Your main man.
Quad. He's your guy here. So no matter how much you feign your voice to look like female, if you call the female line and you are not real female, your line will be censored. Libros, how did we get to this level? I tell you something. People usually say he doesn't like him. It's not that I don't like the president, but I don't think he has what it takes to run the country. And that's a genuine feeling to have. I don't think so. Because I think the issue at hand, even when I was walking in between A-levels and going back to university in our own days, there's a plan to walk, I would have known that that's not the thing to do. Also, I look at, there was corruption during Obasanjo's time, but it wasn't what you would call petty corruption. And...
There was petty corruption.
Of this type?
You see every administration graduates.
They graduate. So this is the PhD level
fail,
now.
When you fail class, you go repeat them.
But I'd always been a bit skeptical about the choice of ministers. But I think that the president has a major problem using ministerial appointments as payback to associates, friends, and whatever. That's why if you look through the cabinet itself, you will see that somebody is representing one interest or the other. Otherwise, and I don't mean to insult the madam, she couldn't have made manager in some multinationals back in the day with the little that I've seen. She couldn't have. Likewise, the other one lady who said that she wanted to sue the United Nations for some funding or whatever.
I don't even know. Lawyer, also.
It's in your own profession.
Yes.
Sorry for you, liberals.
So, you see, for me, these things are not far-fetched. It's the society we find ourselves these days.
Mm.
And it's a mentality of the king can do no wrong.
Hmm.
The king can do no wrong.
Is Edu a king?
But wait now, that's where I want to position.
They do me. Yeah.
So, but we forgot that the way kings were brought up those days is not the way we bring up kings these days, not the talk of political office holders.
Mm.
So we transferred that mentality of, you know, it's an elder. Don't you know you're talking to an elder? That belief of the elders are always right.
Mm.
You know, they know better. We transferred it to our political leaders. And so that's why you hear people say, the president are your mate. Why would you talk to him like that? Is that leader your mate? Ordinarily, if you want to become a broadcaster, even if it's an OAP, you must at least train for it. But here, to become a leader, you don't need training.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even know that there is what they call leadership training.
Mm.
All you need is, you know, you are loyal.
Mm.
You have served. And now it is time to compensate you. That is why in the last administration, if you remember when my brother, Minister for State for Budget, Clement Agba, appointed, was it Sheung of Budget, as a special advisor on budget, APC members quarreled that this guy didn't work for us. He criticized us. Why are you compensating people did not work?
Yeah.
So it is that compensation mentality because of the fact that we now, the only existing job in Nigeria today is government. So government, we see government as opportunity to go and chop, not to serve, even though people pretend to say they want to serve you. During the campaigns, I look at everybody on all fronts. Those people who were already sharing appointment before election are more than those who were genuinely looking for a better Nigeria. So that's why after election, be it at the local government level, at the state level, or at the federal level, the thing is, who have been compensated from those people that work for you. And it has become so bad because of that mentality of the king can do no wrong, that when you get there, the first thing is, how much are we going to make? You're not putting processes in place to ensure that the things will last longer than you in office. I give you an example. Take social intervention program. How can you carry out a social intervention program without a database?
Database, yes.
You need an IT person who understands the need for a database to even man that office. But let's leave that. People will say it's administrative. He can be there and get the people, the IT experts. Mm. So the former minister will tell you we're trying to have a database of 50 million vulnerable Nigerians. A new minister comes, he's still also sourcing a database. That means there is no existing database. So one would have expected, like the Minister for Interior, it's okay, there is a lacuna, there is a problem. First and foremost, Mr. President, let us create a database that will be long-lasting. And then when we discuss with our partners on how we are sharing this money to these people, it becomes easy. So anybody that comes after me would have this thing to work with. But no, you say you are employing consultants to, you know, help you create a database. At the same time, you are sharing money. So you now begin to ask, what is the criteria for determining who is vulnerable? what are the criteria? As me and you sit down here now, as a veteran that you are, I don't think you know the criteria. Not to talk of me. I don't even know
the criteria. No, but I know the criteria by the fact that I am vulnerable.
Okay, so from the way...
This Oga ain't not vulnerable. Cash, remember, cash code.
Cash money. So all of the people that they are calling now are not vulnerable. We saw the former minister, Sadia, put money on top of table, and then you see some a few women, not up to 500 women, will sit down at the sun, and they share 5,000 to them, and they said they have shared 40 million naira. You know, how do you do the math?
What is even more intriguing is that Wale Edun told us that this time around, they would make sure that the money goes to the source because there will be no cash involved.
That's what you want
to hear. And he had said that everybody would be credited. So, does it mean that this 560 whatever million was supposed to be given cash to, you know, for them to disburse?
That is the question. That is that is the question we should be asking. Not just suspend the minister, but who are those that disburse the money? Who are the beneficiaries? I would have expected that you say, okay, now we have a database. We have a consultant who is doing the sharing in line with the database that we have provided to our consultant. Mm-hmm. And so the consultant will transfer the money to the consultant because we don't want to, you know, have, you know, an office that will be doing all of that because it will cost us more. The consultants will do the sharing and then we reconcile account. So at times like this, when there is any query, it becomes very easy for you to reel out names or with a click of the button, you say, go to our database. This is how, this is who and who benefited from this money. But that's not what people are even discussing now. Nobody's even asking, who is that Bridget? Where is she that received the 560 something million, you know? So because here, the leaders can do no wrong. Secondly, people are compensated to in turn compensate others. And those who are compensated will kill to ensure that that person remains in office.
Let's go to the legal side of things. First of all, I wonder what the EFCC is investigating in this matter. Has there been a breach in itself of trading in cash of that kind of amount?
There's
a law I know that.
Let me take your mind back.
Yes.
You remember, under Fashola, as Minister for Power, there was an allegation because we operate a cashless society. There was an allegation that he transferred money to a director. I've forgotten the amount now, but it was huge. And his explanation was that not that he's wrong, but that is the usual practice. That because of the remitter procedure, cashless, and having to follow the processes and procedure, and most times what they do, you nominate somebody who will warehouse the cash and makes all the payments. And Nigerians excuse that because he was a senior advocate. It was Fashola. It was Buhari.
Was it because, was it because he was Fashola and he was loved by all, or because he thought as a senior lawyer, he would know. Does law make provisions?
Does law that act in itself was wrong, legally?
I was going to
legally
say.
And otherwise. But at the end of the day, some persons were employed in the media to try and explain it away, and then people just glossed over it because then there was this dichotomy of whalers and hailers.
Hailers,
and that you are complaining because you lost election. You know, how do you expect the man? The question you should be asking is, okay, the people, the contractors, I should get the money. Did they get it? You know, are you saying that the man benefited from it? So at the end of the day, that went. Don't be shocked that this time around they'll come with that same excuse that, okay, yes, we have investigated. This money was transferred to this person because of it will ease the distribution. And then they will tell you, just like Sadia, that they distributed the money on top of the table. Despite promising that they were going to do this digitally henceforth.
Nobody, as we speak
now, even the government, what is, like you said, what is EFCC investigating? Nobody has come up with a list of saying, okay, when this money was transferred, this 500 and something million, this is the list of the beneficiaries that received the money.
No, I want to get something clear in my mind, and I want to look at the, not so much what they promised, but what the law says.
That's what I'm telling
Does
you.
Does the law allow you to trade in cash?
No.
It's as simple as that.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm trying to say. I gave you a foundation. I said yes. What Fashola did then. Even though, you know, he wasn't traded in cash, the fact that you transferred government money to a private account first.
No, does then, the law allow anybody? Because I know there is a law. It I cannot do it between Sharif and I.
That was why the accountant general did not obey that instruction. Because it is illegal. It's an illegal instruction
to transfer
money, government money. For the fact that they do it, it's what they do does not make it right. Legally, it is wrong. So now, not to talk of now sharing the money on top of the table. We saw Aja Sadia shared money on top of the table. They put a heap of money there. And yet, government will tell you in a cashless economy that if you keep a certain number of cash and you know that is illegal. So the question here, that's what I'm asking. So this is a matter that has to do with documentary. What are the documents? Maybe the essence of investigation is for EFCC to even dig further if there are other persons involved, because I don't think Better Edu would have acted alone in isolation. There are so many other people involved. There are beneficiaries.
Okay, I have to hold it there because this thing is going to jump on us. We're taking a short break. When we come back, Liberals will continue with this first, so don't go away.
You're listening to Jimmy Dis, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, so you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And I'm with the Liberals of Shoma, and of course, you know, what we're talking about. So does the Attorney General have any role so far? Is there any crime that can be established in the process itself?
Yes. But first and foremost, before I continue, one of your strong fan, Emeka, from EFCC, said I should greet you and Sheriff.
I'm not sure government money.
From where again?
No,
from
EFCC,
where?
EFCC.
Did anybody pass any cash?
Did you receive any big alert?
I did not.
No, he's an ardent listener of Nigeria Info.
Okay.
Whether he's at home, in the office, anywhere, he has one earpiece in his ear. He's listening to Nigeria Info.
You said he investigates bank fraud.
Yes.
Thank God I don't work in a bank.
Exactly.
But has a crime been established in the process itself?
Yes, if a crime had not been established, Auditor General, Accountant General would have simply complied with that instruction.
Yeah, but
there is an instruction that there was an illegal instruction that she didn't comply with, and despite that money was transferred. She said, "Well, we don't manage those funds."
Wait a minute. I need clarity. The Accountant General didn't approve.
Yes.
Who then transferred the funds?
We do not manage funds meant for those MDAs. We don't manage those funds. And so I don't, if you read her response. And then also, secondly, what led to this investigation? You caught a bigger thief. He said, no, I'm not the only thief. There's a smaller thief that was eyeing this big money. She did not report. That's the Director General, what's her name now, Alhaji Ashehu. She did not report that the minister illegally transferred funds from the account. She didn't report to the Accountant General. She did not report to the Minister of Finance. She didn't report to the Attorney General. She moved the money from the statutory account into her personal account for safekeeping, as if, safe pass. Now they have recovered from the 44 million, they said they have recovered 37, from the 44 billion, they've recovered 37 billion. So where are the others? So that we don't forget that part. There is another 37.1 billion from the former minister, questionable. you know, shared also that one yesterday she visited the FCC and answered it to. So I'm just trying to establish the fact that on the face value alone, crime has been committed. But it is, like I said, it is not enough. Let it not be the case of other ministers that have been suspended, and once they go on suspension, the panel of inquiry will be set up, and then the panel will now take time and then submit its report, and then they would be debating the report. And
until so 4 years is
until gone. 4 years is gone. People will say, after all, the minister have been eased of his or her duty. We saw it with, remember the grass cutter, Chief
Babashela.
We saw it with the MPA, former DG, you know. We saw it with the former Minister for Finance, you know, and all of those things. So it is not enough to say, go, pending investigation. Let there be a detailed investigation. There are other people who are involved. This Bridget, nobody's asking, who is Bridget? Where is the Bridget? There are some people I can speak to you now that who probably would have left the shores of Nigeria yesterday night. Mm-hmm. But they have the money to buy ticket. Mm-hmm. They don't jackpot quickly. Some that had collected dollars also, associates and friends who were balling with her, you know, in the process. Consultant also who received money for jobs that were not done. All of these people need to be included in the dragnet. It's not everybody you can prosecute. You can recover from the smaller thief and then use the big thieves. But unfortunately, like I always say, blessed are those who are not expectant, for they shall not be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Yeah. Because at the
end of the day, we've seen this too many. I think the government should use this as an opportunity to tell people that, look, it is not going to be business as usual. But I doubt. Another thing people have been saying is, young people.
Mm-hmm.
Not too young to rule, not too young to run. Female inclusion in government and all of that. I do not think this is a representation of the young people in Nigeria and the female. Because what they do, when they say not too young to rule, they look for the worst young ones among you and elevate them. Or, like I said, the criteria for elevation is loyalty. Have you worked for us? Also, they look for the worst among the women and say, okay, even if not the worst, the semile that will play ball. Because somebody once asked me, I had a matter against an agency of government. And it was a contract awarded to a client. And that contract was somehow manipulated, figures were manipulated, and given to a foreign company who was indicted in Switzerland for bribing Nigerian officials. They still awarded that contract. So, petitioned the National Assembly, and then one of the members of the committee asked me, said, barrister, have your client shared money with these people before? And I said, no. He said, how do you expect them to trust you? Trust your client to give them such a contract in the eve of an election. You know, so when they now do is, okay, yes, you've shared money. Okay, come on board. So they take the worst of you that they know will play ball. So tomorrow, they throw the banana peel. Once you sleep, they say, hey, you're looking for a youth. Is that not a youth? These are the youth too. So that's why when she got the appointment, it was Shiloh she went to first to talk about how Papa laid hand on her. And not the qualification to that made her qualify for the office.
Because I don't want us to labor so much on that. And also because I want people to call in. But that's what I mentioned to Sheriff this morning. Mm-hmm. If you look at the pedigree of Obasanjo's ministers.
Yeah.
Nobody say, you know, Dzene was one of his. Dzene was under Jonathan.
Yeah.
You can't compare any of these to Ezekwesili or Okojo-Iweala. And it has nothing to do with
Remy
age.
Or your,
yes, it has to do with background and pedigree.
Yes.
By the way, somebody, I was saying this morning, you know, we have loads of people who don't listen in a hurry. And he said that I said that it was Arthur Anderson that recommended.
They have a mindset. Those people, those listeners have a mindset and they want you to echo their mindset. And when you don't do, they say, oh, this man is biased or he's like this.
I said, I know that he consulted agencies and individuals. He consulted, especially for finance.
Mm.
for finance. He got people to get.
It is a notorious fact. These are things we can't shy away.
It's a
notorious fact that he said this woman was nominated by the wife of the president because of her role during the campaign.
Which one? Edu.
No, the Beta was nominated by Senator Remy Tinubu because of her role as women leader
in the APC.
And then the question you now begin to ask, okay, how did she become woman leader of the APC?
No, woman leader, anybody can be a woman leader.
I agree with you, but we're talking about pedigree. We're talking about qualification. We're talking about, the strength of character to man, you know, an office. Mm. So that's where you now begin to ask all of these plenty questions. That's why what they do is to bring, you know, the ones that can play ball. Not necessarily talking about the qualification. Because if it is about CV, during the ministerial screen, I don't want to mention name, there was a lady, although she did not make ministerial list, a lady's CV that was sent to me. And when I looked at it, I was like, and this one, already somewhere up there in government? Nothing. The CV is bare. And they are nominating her for ministerial. So it's the same thing. I once asked one day, with all sense of modesty and due respect, I asked the question, my deputy governor in Edo State, where has he worked before? Where has he worked? So what happens is these people, they just bandy name around, bandy qualification, and then you say, oh, yes. Then people are paid because of party court followership. People now begin to say, after all, she's a young person. She will do well. Look at the Minister for Interior. I've mentioned that minister twice here now. Because of his IT background, whether you like it or not, what he is doing in immigration and in prison are things that are what commendable.
Yes.
Even when his company names was mentioned in some of the companies that money was given to, a lot of people came out and said, no, this man, he has not even spoken. People were already saying he resigned in 2019, that because some persons are scared in immigration, they are looking for a way to include this man.
They call me a prophet. I already said they will slip a banana peel.
Exactly.
Politics don't like superstars.
People will naturally, you know, defend you.
But having said that, I don't buy his explanation. I don't buy it.
Wait, liberals.
You started a company with yourself and your wife. You resigned. And you now say that I don't buy it. You lawyers are.
No, what I am saying is.
You are biased. Okay, let me take some calls.
I'm not quickly. I am also not buying that explanation if it's a private company.
I'm not buying.
That's why I said a lot of people should be investigated. It's not the only Superman. Another person probably might come there tomorrow and continue.
There is a theory I have, though, and that is some of these people in public offices have a Robin Hood mentality.
Yes.
That they have to pay back to those who help them.
No, because we're all involved in this fraud. We are all involved. If Nigerians, better I do didn't steal a loan. She didn't do it alone. I'm not saying she stole. She didn't do it alone. People, you showed me a video just now where people were saying, Madam gave us dollars. So that was before the election, though.
Mm.
Those nobody will ask, where did this dollar come from?
Nobody will ask.
People, the moment, Sheriff, the moment you become a minister today, that's when you know that your primary one classmate are still alive. They will take out paid advert to celebrate you. They are not just celebrating you, but they are asking you, oh boy, this is now our turn. Oh.
Let me give you a recent example very quickly. Wike went home to meet the APC chairman in Port Harcourt. He sees an old schoolmate in the crowd. He calls him in the typical show off. You know, when they show off, they think that we are fools. When he says, I bought the form for everybody. I wonder whether it's from his inheritance.
No, for where now? Somebody calls this man from the crowd.
Only God knows whether it was even stage managed. He called the guy from the crowd, looked back, and some hand offered him a bundle, and he gave it to him. And I said, this is a minister. This is the second time. There was a time he was walking along one park. A small child of 3-4. Will I come to your house and give your son, who is about 3-4, 100,000 naira?
And when you do that, the father will kneel down and say, oh, thank God.
Let me pick. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, officer.
Yes, Pastor.
Good morning to your guest. This is Pastor Ladipo, calling from Murelego. You see, Uncle Jimmy, this thing is easy. Even if the Minister of Interior said he's free, but if he's in this national climb, as long as he's in government and the company he once owned and part of is involved, they will tell him to excuse himself because they believe his influence can still influence a contract from that ministry. But as I conclude, Uncle Jimmy, I noticed something that is happening in Nigeria today. They find an easy way of taking away these resources through bad days, through book launch. Go and check for those books on bookshelves. You will find them. Full contracts. So these are easy ways that they flee these monies away, even through paying tithes.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's pick another one, please. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Hey, bros. How are you doing?
I greet you.
Yeah, Ambassador Musbah.
Yes.
Yeah. To me, Uncle Jimmy, no, to me, I'm okay. What does this one mean?
This is not a university.
You structure from the top.
Yes.
You have to go deep down. Look, Uncle Jimmy, president, minister will serve 4 or 8 years. But the permanent secretary will serve 35 years or above. And that these are the engine room for the politicians to steal our money. When are we going to deal with this, all these ministries, permanent secretary, and all of them there? That's what I make it easier for them.
Okay, so thank you, Ambassador Misbah. Your 1 minute is up. Let me establish very quickly, nobody has stolen anything, technically. Technically, nobody has stolen anything. I know what all of us, we know what we know, but our pronouncement here is that nobody has been found guilty of stealing. Rather, I think that there's a lot of Robin Hooding going around.
Uncle Jimmy, there's money that is missing that has not been recovered. That money presumably has been stolen. That's why we are saying, the money has been removed from government coffers.
The late Aikomu, God bless his soul, he said his own monies are not stolen. Some are misappropriated, some are miscalculated, some are misaligned.
When you take money that is meant for Uncle Jimmy and give to Libros,
Libros is his lawyer.
You've stolen money meant for Jimmy and used it to pay your lawyer. So let's call it
Yes. But Betty hasn't. She's not yet. She doesn't have a label just yet. But some of the things to recognize, Libros, is that there's a lot of, especially if you come from the party. Yeah. The both your principal and those around will be expecting something.
No, certainly not. Not be the nominated. You were nominated.
Yes.
And that's why so in Yoruba they call it. I don't know. Maybe Sheriff will help me. Say, in the rich ground. Mm-hmm. How do you say it in Yoruba? In the rich ground.
Show kole,
exactly.
Show kole.
Exactly. So that's the word. In the rich ground, when you collect, you give party
leaders. You know, when you collect and in all rich ground, well, you see
the unbody treatment.
No, recipient. If you sharp, what tendi? They call it tendi.
Okay.
Meaning that to tendi, you're not going to use your own money. You go another ministry, go grab.
Yeah.
Then you go shocker.
Exactly. You say, I say not the hell. You know, so that's why Abazon Musba was talking about the civil servants. So these are people who has been there. They are the ones. And then you get a great case. He was, they say, I'm madana like this with the sheramo. This is not your own. My friend, there's a friend of mine, a cousin of mine, he said, the way they run local government in Nigeria, allocation come, the chairman will call treasurer, call a secretary, call vice chairman, and say, vice chairman, this is not your own. Secretary, you don't take your own, so me, I don't take my own. The other one that is remaining, they pay salary and then do boo-boo yaya and wait for allocation to come again. So that is the way we see people, government offices run. And that's why people are expecting that once you get there.
But very quickly, I have just 5 minutes and I need to get this one. Do you think, I had said on this program once, that politicians need to learn the art of bringing in, of carrying civil servants along. I think that it is these British that are bringing out these declarations in detail.
First and foremost, you said something this morning, you know, in your newspaper analysis.
Mm.
We have settled for less.
Yes.
We have settled for less.
Mm.
So, in settling for less, we have a society of anything goes now.
Yeah.
Anything goes. So it is not the politicians even bringing or carrying civil servants along. It is the civil servants that are carrying politicians along now.
Hmm.
They are the ones that show them where the traps are and how to make...
Discover River Niger.
Somebody will retire from as permanent secretary in Federal Ministry of Agriculture, and he's running, even before retiring, he was already running for governorship. And he's buying buses, and nobody's asking, where this money come from?
Mm.
Meanwhile, remember now, they said Federal Minister of Agriculture, the contract to share the bags of rice as palliative is domiciled in them. And these are contracts. So it is the civil servants that are carrying politicians along. And then the rest of us as a people, we are now sharply divided along these lines. The day you benefit, you go for Thanksgiving. And then the church that are supposed to be the conscience of the leaders,
take the religious,
they collect the money and bless you. Okay. That's why somebody is saying now, I beg, how many tithes have been paid from all of this money that have been stolen?
Okay, I need to get these people to talk, the two of them, because it's 9:50 already. Morning, quickly, please.
Barrister, my name is Robert.
Hey, bros, I greet you.
Quickly.
Thank you, sir. Uncle Jimmy, I greet you, sir.
Just go ahead. Don't greet me.
My question is that, sir, I think, look at what Soloway said this morning. He said Nigeria laws are like cobwebs. They only cast ants and allow elephants to go.
Mm.
That is one. Secondly, sir, don't you think that the our law system is the problem why people steal? It's like our law is very porous. Nobody has been convicted. Those who stole the government and left, they are still enjoying their loot. So it encourages other people to do the same. What is the way forward? What do you think
okay,
we can
thank
do?
You, sir. Point noted. I need to pick one last call. Then you can reply the two very quickly. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, quickly, ma'am, quickly. Yes.
I just want to say this corruption embedded in this affairs, in this system, is not today. I'm also, when my sister's son was going to school under the Women Alleviation Poverty Program, they ran that school aground. They said they're taking care of the children with disabilities. They were the ones that ran that school aground. Till today, they shut down that place. So if this woman is found culpable, I support that she too should also face the music. Thanks and God bless.
Okay, yeah. My question is that, is because I have just 2 minutes, please. Do you think she will face the music?
That's why I told you, blessed are those who are not expectant. I'm not expecting anything because we have seen, you know, very soon now, leaders from those places will be begging and say,
Secondly,
she didn't act alone. And then on the issue of the judiciary, sorry, quickly.
No, leave that one because the one that concerns her directly. Do you think she should have been suspended or told to leave and then the EFCC continues their work? Because there's a breach already anyway. There is enough to show that she's not fit to be a minister.
The moment there was this breach was identified,
yes.
There was no need for government to even issue a statement saying we're investigating. Because the other lady was suspended before we even heard that investigation was going on.
Okay.
But because she's a big fish.
Mm.
So I wanted to use the word you said I shouldn't be using. So that's why, you know.
After I've gone, you can tweet it.
She was there, and then, you know, she was even in the villa before the suspension was announced, and then she left the villa. So the process is, we're all involved in this.
Who did she go to see in the villa, by the way?
Because yesterday it was in the news that she couldn't see the president. I said, no, she was in the villa. When the suspension was announced, that's what she now left. So people watch those clips very well and listen.
Okay, who do you think she went to see in the villa?
She went to see the president, definitely.
Oh, I see. Okay,
definitely.
I have to go. Liberals has told us that he suspects that he went to the villa to see the president.
She was there, not, probably not, to explain to the president. And then after explanation, they'll say, yeah, you know what, we'll have to ease you for now.
No, okay, because you know you said that maybe there was some sponsorship by some person.
No, there certainly, it's a notorious fact that she was sponsored by the president's wife.
I'm not quarreling with you.
No, I'm saying it. Now me talk, I'm not be you.
Not me. Me, uh-huh. This is the director of program. I got to go. It's any minute from now, I'll be knocked out anyway. I'll be back again tomorrow with Diabumi. So I'll see you all by his grace at night. Thank you very much, Liberal Soshoma, at such a short notice.
My pleasure.
I'll see you all tomorrow at 9.